ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And when you're at that website, make sure that you sign up for my free newsletter, because when you sign up for that free newsletter, you're going to receive 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques to help you create the life that you truly desire. That address again is AskSueLondon.com. Now, if you're looking for inspirational reading, I want to invite you, when you're at that same website, to check out my life story book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. That's the story of my personal story of overcoming and healing Crohn's disease, abuse, illness, life and death, pregnancy, being given just 30 minutes to live in my life, having a near-death experience, and going through divorce to soaring above it all and creating the life that I absolutely love. Now, you can purchase that book through my website, AskSueLondon.com. And the book is available in ebook and hard copy version. So check it out and let me inspire you some more. Now, as you can tell, I'm pretty wired again tonight because I am so excited who's on our show tonight. Now, Chris, what's new with you, first of all? Let me ask you what's happening.
Well, before I answer that question, I am also excited that you have Bonnie Ross on, because Bonnie Ross has been just an extraordinary guest since the beginning of your show.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, I'm so happy to have her back again. But what's been going on in my life? Well,
yeah.
I know we spoke off the air on Tuesday. It's just been a busy week. We're getting ready for, you know, Memorial Day weekend. And I've been much more relaxed since the last week's show that we did.
And, thanks for that.
And 2 weeks. And 2 weeks ago, you know, more and more people have been calling me Christopher instead of Chris.
Very good.
So yeah, that's helping my chi out, if that's the proper word. So,
yeah. Chris, we got to tell everybody, we had a numerologist on the show, yeah, and he was saying that you should go by Christopher because that was good for your confidence. Was it for your confidence, your self-esteem in that?
Confidence, so, self-esteem, and also basically overall, you know, inner peace, I think,
yeah,
because I'd always be frantic and worried about everything, and my mind would be racing, and my mind has calmed down since then.
Oh, yeah, and folks, let me tell you, that was the old Chris. Now we've got the wonderful Christopher, and I love it. I love it. So that's great, and yeah, you have your holiday next weekend. I'm up here in Canada, and our big weekend is this weekend. So,
oh, well,
yeah,
happy, what do they call it?
You know, I think it's called, oh my gosh, this is terrible, Victoria Weekend, I think they call it.
Well, happy Victoria Weekend.
I think it's, we're celebrating Queen Victoria's birthday. How bad is this? You put me on the spot. I think that's what it is. Our guest is also a fellow Canadian, so she can confirm this.
She can answer that question, though.
Yeah, so we got to tell everyone, today we're talking about dreams. Now, Chris, do you have dreams at night?
Yes, I do. Well, I know we all have dreams at night, but mine are pretty unusual, I think.
Do you remember them?
Yeah, I remember a lot of them very, very vividly. Some of them make no sense, and they're very scary, and others are true to life.
Wow. Well, you know what happened? I find with my dreams, the dreams I have, they actually unfold and happen. So it's going to be interesting. You know, if you got some dreams that Bonnie can analyze when we're on the show today?
Absolutely. I'm like dying to start talking about them now, but I'll wait till the appropriate time.
Okay, well, folks, I want to encourage you to call in and ask Bonnie to interpret your dreams. This is a day for you to grow and understand more about yourself. You can chat those questions in through the instant feedback area on TransformationTalkRadio.com website, Or you can phone in, and that number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, let me repeat it, 1-800-930-2819. Now, like I mentioned, tonight we're talking about interpreting your dreams, and our special guest is my very special and very dear to my heart friend, Bonnie Christina Ross. Now, let me tell you about this amazing girl. First of all, you know that music that you hear as my show is starting? Well, that voice you hear is the very talented Bonnie Christina Ross. Her and her husband, Daryl, they wrote and they produced and they sang that music for me. So that's my theme music. So,
and that's entitled Perfect Sky, by the way.
That's right. And you can also purchase that from her website, BonnieRoss.com. So it's an amazing song. I know anytime I have to drive in traffic, I don't like the city traffic, I take my CD of The Perfect Sky and I stick it in, and I got Bonnie calming me down in the traffic. So a little secret that some of you don't know, and I'm not even sure if Bonnie knows that. But let me tell you, I got to tell you about Bonnie. I can't get her on fast enough. Can you tell, folks? Bonnie is a psycho-spiritual therapist in private practice. As well, she's a teacher of spiritual and personal development programs. Now, Bonnie, she's been on the show before, and she's also a psychic, gifted psychic consultant, and she guides many in her thriving practice. And let me tell you, if Bonnie Ross is a friend of yours and you're doing something you shouldn't, you'll get a phone call from her and she'll tell you. And I'm talking firsthand how many times she would say, Sue, get in the bathtub. Just get in the bathtub. And I thought it was, you know, the reason, you know, different reason. And then she told me all this, you know, these months, years later, that it was just to kind of calm me down. So it's kind of funny what your, you know, your friends will bring to you. And Bonnie is just that person who can really tune into you. Now, Bonnie, one of her passions is teaching intuition development skills, and her courses are extremely popular. As a professional musician and award-winning drum circle facilitator, she incorporates the healing power of the drum in exciting retreats, group work, and community events for children and adults. And I can tell you firsthand with that, my husband Ross and I have done her drumming circles. Now, I'm not musical. We got kicked out of dance class because I didn't have that rhythm. But Bonnie, she just works with you. She's so patient. And it was amazing what unfolded from her drum circle that Ross and I did. So we're going to have her back to talk just about that on another segment. But Bonnie also is a Reiki master and she's a sound practitioner. And like I said, you can learn more about Bonnie Christina Ross at her website, BonnieRoss.com, and check out the music on there because, guys, it is phenomenal. Every time I hear her music, I just want to cry. It's so touching and so healing. She's just such a gift to our world. So without any further delay, Bonnie, welcome back to Get Inspired Radio.
Well, thank you so much, Sue. I am just sitting here. I'm just, it's so lovely to hear you speak with such beautiful words, and you know, you're just an amazing person. You have this way of making everyone feel just great, and I appreciate your kind words.
Well, thank you. Well, I mean, as you can tell, like, I just love sharing you with everybody because I've learned so much from you. And, you know, I was saying in the beginning that, you know, you would phone me and say, Sue, get in the bathtub. Now, do you want to tell everybody really why you made me get in the bathtub?
Well, one thing I do is feel a lot of energy from a distance with people that I'm close to, and I can often tap into what's going on, and you have very high high energy, you think, very high, and so you can be extremely inspirational, and sometimes you can be just over the top, and I can feel it. I can feel it from Burlington to Brampton, Ontario, which is a long way away.
I was going to say, we need to tell everybody that.
Yeah. So I get you to get in the tub for a number of reasons, but you need to ground and calm and get more centered and focused. And it's just a way to contain you. That tub is a square place for your body to be at least for until the water gets a little cooler. And so it's, It is about slowing down and breathing, and I know you're doing an amazing job at slowing down as well as being up there, because we need both aspects of you, and it's lovely to see you in a very centered place as well, with all of this enthusiasm all sort of rolled up together.
Now, Christy, do you feel bad for Bonnie?
Do I feel bad for Bonnie? No, I don't feel bad, but I feel sympathetic. Is that the same thing?
Should I mention to you, Bonnie and I and our husbands are spending some time together this weekend?
It'll be great. I'm
looking so forward to it. Would you believe we already have to go to our first commercial break? So, folks, I want to encourage you to phone in. I want you to chat your questions in through the instant feedback area on transformationtalkradio.com. Phone number to call to ask Bonnie to interpret your dreams. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, it's 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Bonnie's going to start interpreting dreams. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Transformation Talk Radio.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I am so excited today because I have our guest and my special friend, Bonnie Christine Ross, here with us. And she is interpreting your dreams today. This is a show that will help you grow, understand yourself, and just take you through the top, folks. I want to encourage you to phone in and ask your questions. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, I'll say it again, 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. Now, Bonnie, we've got a couple people who have sent some questions in, or I should say have sent their dreams in for you to interpret. So shall we start with that?
Certainly we can do that, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so the first dream is from Mary, and she says that she keeps dreaming she's pregnant, and she's pregnant while she's on a reality show. So how would you interpret that?
Well, first of all, I want to say that there are many, many types of dreams, right? And
yeah,
it can get very confusing for people to pick up books and start to try and figure this out. So I'm going to break it down into simpler steps tonight just to give people some ideas on how to start tracking their own dreams. So if you can categorize them into different categories, it makes it easier to track them and understand what kind of a dream it is. Okay. And I'm thinking about Mary right now and thinking about, it is a classic and easy one to interpret, but again, you are your own best interpreter. And as for Mary being pregnant and in a very public place, I'm thinking that often when we are pregnant in dreams, we are often pregnant with possibilities and dreams or wishes. And so this could fit in the category of a wish dream, which is something that we all tend to have. We dream stuff that we're wishing for. And on some level, I wonder if Mary is wishing that she can birth an exciting new, more public image. And if it's on a game show, maybe it is out in that media, in TV, to sort of rebirth or figure her life in a new way, to construct a whole new way of being as it pertains to her public self. And if she's on a game show, I wonder if she dreams about having a dream, a game show or some kind of TV show of her own.
Yeah, Bonnie, can I add that? She says it's a reality show. Does that make a difference?
It could be that is what she's wishing. And we all have these wishful dreams.
Okay.
And it's important to, you know, they're exactly what they are. We wish for things, and then we also dream about it. But most importantly, when we're having wish dreams, to look beyond the obvious wish and underneath to the more deeper wishes that are speaking volumes about what emotionally or spiritually we're missing in our lives. And so I would encourage Mary to birth that idea that is sitting, you know, she's fully pregnant and ready to step into some new persona. So I love it. And I would put that in the wish dream category.
Yeah, okay.
It's one of the five that we'll talk about tonight, yes.
Okay, so why don't you share, before I give you someone else's dream here that they're wanting details, what are those five types? There are five types of dreams, is that right?
Well, I'm going to say five. I mean, you can read books and go on and on about the hundreds of possibilities. And, you know, just to keep people on, it's a very exciting topic. I mean, a third of our life is spent in dream sleep.
And unless, of course, you have a husband that snores, though, Bonnie.
Yeah, that is true. We'll have to have another show about that and how we can cope with that for sure.
Yeah, and then maybe on the weekend you'll work with my husband on that issue?
I think I could.
Okay, good. I'm getting off a little sidetracked there, but folks, I had no sleep last night, and it's an issue for me right now.
It is. Broken sleep is the recipe for crazy, crazy behavior. So we want to get you sleeping soon.
Well, can I ask you, touching on that now, you know, for people who don't have a sound sleep and, you know, they're with someone who snores, do you have to be in a good sound sleep to have dreams?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Okay.
We actually sleep in cycles, in 90-minute cycles, and we only dream in the REM part of sleep, and so we go from light sleep to alpha beta sleep into REM sleep, and then into deep sleep. So throughout the course of the night, you're having these windows of opportunity, these 90-minute cycles where you will dream, and then you may feel like you're going into deep sleep where you're not going to remember anything because you're not you're in too deeply. And then you sort of go to the cycle of half awake and half asleep, which is another weird place to be. And that's why people think sometimes their sleep is broken. Well, it's lighter sleep, right? Oh, okay. We kind of wake up and go back to sleep. And so the best time to catch, if you're having trouble remembering dreams, because it's so important to try and remember them, is to set your alarm 20 minutes before you should wake up, right, in the morning. And then you hit your snooze button and go back into sleep there for the last 20 minutes. Uh-huh. And you should try, you should be able to capture a little bit of REM sleep there. And then you wake up and try and quickly write down or capture your dream in some phrase or sentence or feeling. So that's how you can start to do it, yeah.
I find what happens for me is I remember every single dream to a T. Mm-hmm. And I would say 95% of the time that dream unfolds to something real.
Right, okay.
Is that, so
what we're talking about? Yeah, well, that is a prophetic dream, and it's not necessarily common. And as a psychic, I don't have a lot of them. I'm busy in my waking hours prophesizing, but during sleep I may have the occasional someone's going to die or someone is pregnant dream. But for you, the prophetic dream is a lovely dream, and they do make sense. Prophetic dreams are always in logical sequence. So when you are dreaming stuff that's going to come true, they're usually in color. They're very vivid.
Yeah.
And in logical order. And you could be dreaming about things that are obviously haven't taken place yet. And so when you're in that prophetic dream, you are most definitely on an astral trip, which I'll talk a little bit about later, to the Hall of Records on the other side, right? So you're checking in with someone's chart and kind of taking a view of the future, which is written and waiting for us to check out. And so it's a very interesting place to experience prophetic dreams that come true. So you're actually checking in with someone's chart.
Yeah. Well, and I find what happens, it truly feels like I'm awake in this, and that I am truly seeing it as if my eyes are open. And when I wake up, like, I know I can say to my husband, Ross, that, Do you know this or did you feel that, or, you know, and he'll look at me and say, oh no, is this going to happen now or whatever, you know? And like I said, that high percentage, it always, you know, happens. So I didn't know if it was me dreaming and getting the messages, or if it was the other side connecting with me and putting those thoughts, you know, giving me those thoughts.
Yeah. Well, that's sort of the astral visit part, which is part of what you're doing, is you are checking in with the other side. And so you can go and visit lost loved ones, and you can check things out and visit friends. And, you know, it's a lovely gift to be able to, and we all astral project, by the way.
We all
do it. We just don't remember.
I know that the only one weird dream that I had, oh my gosh, Ross loved this show. And I don't know if any of you guys listening know the name of the show. I think it's called Swamp People. It's on A&E, and it's this show where these people are catching alligators. And Ross watched this one show, and it just freaked me out. I don't like alligators. And so what happened, the show was on, and we went to sleep. And I dreamt that night that these alligators were eating my daughter's new litter of puppies.
Wow.
And I woke up in the morning. I was so upset by that. Mm-hmm. What would that be? Just because I happen to watch a show? What do you feel about that?
Well, I think that it could go into the category of release dreams. And if I can just say that we all need to have these dreams, and there are way of emotionally exhaling and working out some of our fears, our frustrations, our anger and stress during the night, so that we don't have to carry the whole burden of them during the day. So nightmares fall under the category of released dreams, and we should be thankful for them, because without them, we would all be certifiably insane.
Oh, okay, good to know.
Well, and so don't try and make a lot of sense out of it, right? because, you know, certainly you could watch something on TV and it could move you into a scary dream, of course, but it is a release that is so important, and they're always jumbled and chaotic. They don't make a lot of sense, and they're usually turbulent and very negative. And the minute you spot something in your dream that doesn't make any logical sense, you know it's not a prophetic dream. You know that this could be a release dream, and you can also program yourself to rewrite it to a happy ending, right? And so I'm not sure if you're able to, what I call lucid dreaming, or able to control your dreams, but you can face whatever's chasing you or turn that alligator into a fluffy bunny and, you know.
I haven't done that yet. I normally wake up. I normally wake up and I could be covered, just completely covered in sweat. I would be so stressed from it.
Right.
Yeah.
But you can actually go back into that dream. You can go back in with your intention to redream it with a positive outcome. And that takes practice.
Wow.
But it's a lovely way to settle things and to work with dreams. Yeah.
Wow. Amazing. Bonnie, we've got to take another break.
Okay.
My goodness, this show is going so fast, folks. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio. We're going to do more interpreting dreams with Bonnie Christina Ross when we come back. Want to remind you, you can call in and have Bonnie interpret your dream. No judgment here, guys. We're all learning together. The number you call is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And you can ask your questions through the instant feedback area on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our teen inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation. Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation, transformation, Transformation Talk Radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have my special guest and very close friend, Bonnie Christina Ross, here with us today. And I am always so excited and so thrilled to have her on the show. She is such a knowledgeable girl. And today she is interpreting your dreams. This is an opportunity for you to grow. This is an opportunity for you to learn more about yourself and understand what's happening for you. So I want to invite you all to call in. And that number you call in is 1-800-930-2819. And you can ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the website transformationtalkradio.com. So, Bonnie, I do have a question here from the instant feedback area of the website. And this is from Linda. And this is what she would like you to interpret this dream, okay?
Okay.
Everything, what happens in this dream is everything she touches literally breaks. And she saw her car breaking. And the really big part of the dream that stood out was that she kept dreaming her cell phone was breaking. And then she kept asking herself, why is everything breaking at one time? So that's what her dream is, that is really, she can't get that one out of her mind. So how do you want to interpret that?
Yes. Again, I would take a look at this as a release dream that is a very fear-based dream. And when everything is breaking in your life, you might want to look at this fearful part. We all have, you know, we can go into the human fearful place of things breaking down and things not working. And underneath that, she could be holding a fear of maybe breaking down herself, or there's communication breaking down and it's creating a lot of chaos in her life. These are things to kind of look at, as to everything she touches seems to break. And, you know, looking at her confidence and finding more trust in that, when you shift it, if she's in a sort of mucky sort of emotional place of a lot of drama and things breaking down, it's important for her to take a look at that and find some trust and sort of take your power back around, that things don't have to break down. She can go back into dream again and try lucid dreaming, which is about really actually realizing that you're in the dream, that you're I don't know if you've felt that before, but it's amazing place to be when you are actually witnessing your dream and you can actually change the outcome.
Are you awake or are you dreaming?
You're sleeping. I'm sleeping. I do a lot of lucid dreaming, and it takes practice, and you go to sleep with the intention of, okay, I'm going to have this dream. I'm going to redream it where things are working well in my life and the phone is working and everything I touch turns to gold and things are working well in my life and things are not falling apart. And so when you set an intention to go in and have an amazing dream, right, you can. And so you can control your dreams. And so I would encourage, what was her name, sorry?
Linda.
Linda. I would encourage Linda to take a look at what's going on in her life and set some new intentions, especially if this is a repetitive dream, to dream in a more positive way about things working well.
Okay. So like now that you said that you can change your dreams. When I said I had that dream when Ross was watching this show about the alligators, I could have put an intention that I would not dream about them.
Certainly.
Is that what you're saying?
Or you can go in there. Okay, so the alligators are already there and you're sweating and you can turn them into, you know, like fluffy kittens, or you can change the direction, right? Face your monsters, face your fears, turn it into a happily ever after kind of scene. And I do this a lot.
And is it take, do you find it easy to do? Like, is that something that anybody can just do the snap of a finger, or is there easy ways to be able to learn how to do that?
Well, it certainly is starting to work with your dreams and setting an intention to remember your dreams, starting with dream journals and writing your dreams out as soon as you wake up. Don't move around too much in bed when you are still in sort of half sleep. Recall your dream before you start moving around. Give it a title. Write it down, because, you know, after even 5 minutes, the dream is gone. And so you need to really set an intention to want to work with dreams. It is a skill to be developed over time, and you can't just lucid dream right away. And there's, you know, and there is another category, actually, which is really important. It's in information and problem-solving dreams. And I do a ton of work in my dreams, and I set an intention to write a new program that I'm going to teach students, or write a song that I need the lyrics for, or I'm going to set an intention to go to sleep and wake up with a beautiful melody to write down quickly. And so these are amazing. They're always in the logical sequential order when you have these beautiful dreams. And I do a ton of work in,
wow.
Yeah,
amazing.
It's an amazing place. Yep.
Okay. Well, that's great. Well, can we bring Christopher, our producer, on? He has some, what he calls very wild dreams he wants you to interpret for him.
Hello there. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Christopher. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I love this Christopher stuff. This is just, you know, I feel so at ease going into this conversation because of Christopher. But
see, there you go.
Anyway, I'm going to put this as simply as possible. When I'm dreaming, you had said something that kind of relates to what I go through. You say that when you're in your dream, you realize that you're dreaming.
Yes.
And that's exactly what happens to me. But with me, it's a bad thing. And I'm trying to analyze it myself. But basically, like, if I'm in a dream, and let's say I'm already in a, like, a kind of a scary place, I'm in a dark area, then my head realizes I'm dreaming. Like, I try to do a certain thing. I say, well, this is how I know if I'm dreaming. I'm going to try to fly. And I do.
Oh, good.
And I say, oh, no, I'm definitely dreaming. As soon as I find that out, then my head makes the scariest things, like, you know, ha, 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 you're dreaming. And now I'm going to make all these scary, you know, demons that you can't even explain. I know this sounds really freaky. There should be a horror movie right now. And we have a classic car show coming up, so our voices are being heard all over Musquamicut Beach right now. So I'm trying to be really careful how I word this. All of the guys with their antique cars, they're listening to me talking about my scary dreams. But anyway, I almost look at it as though, like, I feel like I'm not in control. And once I realize, it's like my mind takes over and, like, makes these, and then it gets so scary, it wakes myself up. So it's not good when I realize that I'm dreaming. It's almost like I'm not in control. That's kind of the whole sense I get out of it.
Yes. Wow. And so what you need to do now is change your intention about this, because you are the most powerful. Your mind is incredibly powerful. And now that you have this new skill that you can realize your dreaming and change the outcome in a positive way, you need to believe that you can shift it. But you talk about fear a lot, and then you also talk about flying, which is very typical of astral travel. And so let me just tell you a little bit about what could be happening. When you see yourself flying in a dream, you're on an astral trip. And that can be scary, because what's happening for you is you've left your body. At least your spirit has left your physical body and is out there. And we all do it. It's very common, but not all of us can remember that we're traveling and we're flying. And that can be very scary when we're not understanding what's happening in this dream space. So I'm hoping I'm planting a seed for you to understand that it is a privilege to be able to dream that you are flying, and you can change the outcome and set an intention to have pleasant trips. And these trips, you know, you can go to the other side and visit your lost loved ones, and, you know, there are no limits to the people and places you can see during astral projection or astral travel. And so I'm not sure if this is, I'm hoping this is helpful. The other piece to this is, when we are traveling, sometimes we can get stuck in sleep paralysis. And I'll just throw this
out. Oh, wow. I don't mean to interrupt you, but but that's another thing that happens to me quite frequently.
Right. Yeah, and this is what I'm getting at, because you're traveling when you're flying like that. And so
this is amazing.
Sleep paralysis is when you you feel... if you've never felt like you, if you feel like you've, you're sleeping and then you're sort of in a half awake state and you feel like you can't breathe and
you can't move. In my case, I can't move.
You can't move.
And I don't, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Bonnie, but this is, Sue, everybody always hits it right on the head.
I know. This is they know you, right? I don't tell them.
Example. I'm sitting in front of the TV and I fall asleep and I'm in a chair. Unfortunately, the way you fall asleep in a chair is your head kind of flops over. And my head was just so uncomfortable the other night, and I almost felt like I couldn't breathe because my and then when I realized like I was in this half awake state and I kept trying to move and I couldn't move, it's the worst feeling in the world. And then finally, I just put so much energy into moving and focusing, then finally I woke up.
Yes, and so when you're putting energy into trying to get out of this half state, it is scary because our conscious mind is catching our spirit leaving and re-entering our body, and we can panic in this semi-conscious state. And so with our spirit half in and half out of our body, some of us feel like we're actually dying. It's kind of scary, right?
Wow.
And so if you struggle with it a lot, you can ask your... Now, this is where you have to have faith in your guides and angels to come and protect you and bring you safely back to your physical body. And if you can imagine now that you are in control of your dreams, Chris, you're brilliant. You need to bring in white light before you go to sleep and during this paralysis place where you're feeling sort of half in and half out and panicking and not moving. And when you bring the white light in, it really helps you to ease back in to your physical body.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Great words of advice because that happens to me quite frequently. Thank you, Bonnie.
Well, you're welcome, Christopher.
Why don't we before we go to a break, I want to just share a message here. I totally know the sleeping paralysis thing, crazy scary, and that came from Heather in Seattle. So it looks like, Chris, you're not the only one going through that. Guys, let's just take a quick break, and then when we come back, then we'll share more. Chris, I think you've got some more dreams you want to share?
If you'd like me to.
Sure. So, folks, hang on. We're going to take that quick break. And when we come back, more interpreting your dreams. Stay tuned.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Transformation Talk Radio. We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London and my special guest, Bonnie Christina Ross. Now, we've been talking throughout the show about interpreting your dreams. And before the break, Bonnie was working with our producer, Christopher, and analyzing one of his dreams. Now, Christopher, you got another dream that Bonnie, you want to share with Bonnie?
Absolutely. And I think you remember this dream, Sue, because I told you about it. Okay. Now I'm going to talk about my dreams that are true to life. And what happens is, and this sounds like it may be common, I don't know. We had some very important engineering work to do with the radio station, with the antenna, and raising the antenna height. And I had a dream about it the night before, and my very good friend Steve Conti, who actually, even though it's not a financial partnership, I consider it a familial partnership of the radio station, only because I've known him for so long. He's my best friend and best guy friend, that is, and he's always helped me with engineering and whatnot. So we are at our transmitter site, and then the transmitter site morphs into another location, but we're still doing similar type of work. And then the next thing I know, I'm at the studio. The next thing I know, I'm at one of my clients, but it's still he and I doing the engineering work. So that's and it seems so real. So basically, I'm with the same person, but the location, the physical location around us is changing the entire time. I might be doing the same activity, working on the same project. I mean, here's another example, same type of scenario. I have dreamt that when I wake up, I'm actually in high school. I'm actually sleeping in a classroom, and I wake up and I'm walking around the hallways, but I'm still home, but I'm in school at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. I mean, so locations morph.
Yeah, and I think we're getting into parallel sort of universes, and you know, we can travel back in time as well as forward, and so you traveled back to your childhood in school while you were still in, you know, your present day home, and that's the beauty. There's no time in dream state, and so we can slip back and forth into the present, into the future, way back into past lives even. And so it's a pretty amazing part of ourselves that we can learn to discover. And the fact that you're raising the antenna, I love that. Raising the aerial is raising the vibration, raising the sort of knowledge, getting out there with more presence in this field of communication. It's exciting, right? and to be with your friend doing this.
Right.
That's amazing. Yeah. And so slipping back and forth, and there is no time. It's we can go back and forward and all over the place in dream world. And so I think it's just amazing that you can do that. And it's, you know, you're just recalling.
Can I ask a question?
Parts of your life. Yes.
Chris, do you eat before you go to bed?
I'm trying not to do that anymore. That was an old habit.
Well, because why I'm asking you that, Bonnie, does it make a difference if you eat something? Does it affect you having dreams at night?
I'm not sure how much validity that. I mean, it's certainly,
okay.
I think it could be like sort of a you know, a wise tale, but I'm not sure. I do know that food takes you away from your consciousness, right? And so it could, you know, like it takes you away from the higher part of self. And it's not a good practice to eat before you go to sleep anyways. It's going to sit there and take the energy down into the gut rather than into dream world. If you're excited about learning about dreams, you want to be light, right? But I just want to say something to Chris, because back to the astral projection, and for all those people that are kind of worried about paralysis, I just want you to know that we are all safe, because there's a silver cord that connects our spirit entity to our body. And this cord is limitless in length, and you can't see it, but it is an energetic cord that can't be broken. So it means that no matter how far you travel out of your body, whether it's to a past life in your own past childhood or into the future, your spirit, you will be able to always be pulled back into the physical body. Okay, sometimes you get pulled back gently, sometimes you get pulled with such a jolt that you jerk yourself awake, and you know, you can hear popping sounds, and it's kind of a jarring experience, but you're always going to come back to the physical. So that may help you to go into to travel with confidence and feel, you know, like this is going to be an adventure, not a scary thing, that and you're going to control it for a positive outcome.
That's great information to share.
Wonderful.
Bonnie, I hate to say this. We're out of time.
That's all right.
I love you so much, my friend. You are truly, truly a gift to all our listeners. You are truly a gift to Chris, and really a gift to myself. So thank you for coming on and helping us to, you know, take our listeners to a new level. But before we go, I want everyone to know Bonnie has an amazing CD. It's a meditation CD, folks. I have the CD. It's a meditation that works at, Bonnie, correct me, clearing your chakras. Is that the best way to say it?
Certainly. Balancing. Clearing, balancing, yes.
Yep. Yeah.
And coming into your higher self.
Really coming into your higher self, folks. It is true. Now, you can get Bonnie's CD through her website, bonnieross.com. Bonnie spelled BonnieRoss.com. And also be sure, if you ever wanted to have a psychic reading, Bonnie does the readings over the phone, and she is 1,000+% right on. And I stake my reputation on this girl. So, you know, check her out, bonnieross.com. And that CD is life-changing. Bonnie, like I said, you're truly a gift. Thank you, my friend, for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Sue.
If you want more information about myself, go to my website, AskSueLondon.com. Be sure and sign up for that free newsletter and get those 10 weekly inspiring videos. These tools and techniques that I share on that, those different videos, are the same tools and techniques that I've used personally in my life. So if they worked for me, folks, they'll work for you. So check that out, and check out my inspirational book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And while you're at that same page, check out the children's books that I have in the Rocky's Journey series. These books are based on a story of a dog, Rocky, the dog that I had, who did pet therapy with me and helped me. And one is a story book, and one is Rocky's Positive Thoughts coloring book, which is an affirmation book. Check those out for your summer reading. Now, I want to thank my guest today, Bonnie Christina Ross, for being with us. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Next week on Get Inspired Radio, my guest will be actress Mary McDonough. Now, Mary's also known around the world as Erin Walton from the hit TV show The Waltons. Next week, Mary and I are going to talk about life after divorce, and we're both going to share our personal stories of starting again and how Mr. Right came into our lives. We're going to share the good. We're going to share the funny and even the ugly. So you're going to learn lots from Mary and I. And the week later on May 31st, we've got the famous Bob Barker here. And we're going to talk about The Price is Right and everything happening in his life and all his work with the animals. So on behalf of my guest, Bonnie Christina Ross, my wonderful producer, Chris Defer DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
In each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Gloria
Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.